Merci, Monsieur le Co-président.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. 10 years after the adoption of the agenda to protect all persons against enforced disappearance, 6 years after it came into force, we meet today to evaluate the operation of the committee responsible for the implementation, follow-up to its implementation under Article 27. France committed within the UN from the beginning to combat enforced disappearances. We can pay tribute to the memory of Ambassador Casselejean and the work of Louis Joinet. France was co-sponsor of the first resolution in 1978 on the convention, and the work to lead up to the convention adopted and signed in February in 2007. Within the Human Rights Council, every 3 years there's a resolution to extend the mandate with the support of Argentina, Japan and Morocco. The adoption of the convention in 2006 was a key stage in combating enforced disappearances. This scourge remains common, unfortunately, in many parts of the world, particularly in Syria and East Aleppo, as we have just heard from the High Commissioner. The convention, for the first time, defines this crime, which was for a long time nameless, and the victims and their families have the right to know the truth and receive reparation. The Convention on Enforced Disappearances covers generalized and systematic practices of enforced disappearances, as well as individual cases under the urgent procedure. The committee contributes, together with the working group of experts on enforced disappearances, to meet the expectations of families for reparation. The Committee on Enforced Disappearances has certainly contributed to the success that was seen since the entry into force of the Convention, with the tools of prevention that it contains. Over the years, the committee has examined reports of some 20 countries in constructive dialogue. Its working methods were established, taking into account best practice. Mr. Co-Chair, experience has shown that a dedicated organ for the implementation of this innovatory instrument is essential given the specific nature of this crime. The action of the committee is essential in order to combat enforced disappearances as a priority and effectively implement the convention. The last resolution on this matter, adopted by consensus at the General Assembly in 2015, December, was co-sponsored by over 90 states, and in OP7 recognizes the committee's work. It is essential to continue the process that started some 40 years ago to combat enforced disappearances. The phenomenon is present throughout the world in the most diverse forms. More than ever, the existence of a specialized committee, which is the independent guarantor of this universal convention, is essential for the full effectiveness of the treaty. In these conditions, my delegation would wish that the committee continue to follow up the convention according to the provisions in Article 28 to 38 of the convention. Mr. Co-Chair, France will continue to work in Geneva, particularly in the Human Rights Council and under the UPR, as well as in New York, for the universalization of the Convention on Enforced Disappearances. I would wish this conference to be the beginning of a new initiative, a new strength. Thank you.